Now we'll do Butzi Shalom, Hashem. We're talking about the Rav Arush, he was teaching us here in Butzi Shalom about all the machlokes that there is between groups, between congregations and all kinds of stuff like that. I'm from this group, you're from that group, like that. And it causes all kinds of bad things, amash, till it can come, even to murder, it can come, all kinds of very bad things. And it's definitely a chilul Hashem. So Rav Arush says, behold, all these terrible sins that we spelled out over here, they are a result of not being careful regarding the matters of Kedusha and from Pegama Abrit, from blemishes of the Abrit. Because it's impossible that a Jewish soul, a holy Jewish soul, which is pure, which is completely pure in Kedusha, and he has Ayin Tova because of that, he has a good eye, he sees the good in everyone, and he loves all our Yisrael, that he will stumble in such horrible averod and machloket. Like Yechezkel said, Brit Shalom. Shaloter Brit Chai V'Shalom Atzmo Kodem Lekol. First of all, the person, Yechezkel says, Brit Shalom, covenant, peace. The person who keeps his Brit, first of all, he lives in peace. First of all, he lives in peace with himself. He lives in peace with himself. That he feels calm and happy, right? And there is on him a dwelling of the Holy Shekhinah. And he lives with peace, in peace with Klal Yisrael, right? Whether he's from that group, from a different group, it doesn't make a difference where he's from, because we're all the same, the Shema. We're all from under Kisa HaKavod, all from one source, and he wants the good of everyone, in general and in individual, and he asks for everyone, he prays for everyone. Again, that's a person who's Shomer Abrit. But to this place, a person cannot merit without guarding the eyes. Like it's brought in Nikuta Moran in Torah 54, that a person who does not guard his eyes, meaning that he puts his eyes, he gives his eyes to what does not belong to him, he falls to become a ra'ayin. He has a bad eye, looking negative at everyone and everything. I have a story about that. And therefore, it's impossible to merit Avat Chinam, loving every Jew, without Shmirat Abrit. Ve'elo apomim ba'enayim, enam tavit tzara v'ra v'kulam. Those people who blemish their eyes, meaning they're not working and cleaning themselves up, right? They have always a narrow eye about everyone, and they're always full of hatred, jealousy, competition, and in general, they're full of bitterness, horrible bitterness from the Pagabu that they're in, and that bitterness bursts out in all kinds of weird and unpleasant ways. And all a person has to do is to go down into Hashem. I want to be clean. I want to close my eyes. Help me, Hashem. So, and he's saved. But the Yetzirah will do everything to teach you that it's not what you have to work on. There's a lot of other things you have to work on before this. But the truth is that this is the Yesod. It's not Sam called Tikkun Abrit. It's called the Yesod. The Yesod means the foundation. If you don't have the foundation, how are you trying to build buildings? You're building buildings in the air and not going to hold. You have to build the Yesod first. First the Yesod. Then everything else. First the Yesod. First the Yesod. First the Yesod. I read a story on Shabbos about this Jew. He went to Eretz Yisrael. This guy went to Eretz Yisrael 150 years ago. We saw the Rujin's student. What is the Yisrael Regina student? He went out and started to visit. Afterwards, he came back to Chutz Laretz. And Rabbi Yisrael asked him, "Nu, how's Eretz Yisrael?" So he said, it's better not to say. He was thinking negative.
So he was a student of who?
Rabbi Yisrael of Rujin.
Of Rujin, yeah.
150 years ago, I think. 60 years ago. So you asked him, how was it outside? How was it outside? He says, better off not saying. That's what he said. So we saw that, I'll explain to you. Outside is like a mirror. If you're a cold Jew, outside is cold and nasty to you. But if you're a warm Jew to Hashem, if you love Hashem, you love the land of Hashem, the land loves you, you see only the good in the land. It's all in the way how you come to the land. The land is a tzaddik also. If you call to Rabbeinu, you say, go to Rabbeinu, it's very nice. It's good advice. Not for me. So Rabbeinu is called to you. Don't expect anything. But if you are warm to what Rabbeinu is saying, and you want to do what Rabbeinu says, and you want to do the hour you live, like Rabbeinu teaches, then Rabbeinu is warm to you. Get all the fixings, that all the rectification that Rabbeinu has prepared for us. We have to remind ourselves again and again and again that the Torah, all the Torah, and all the high achievements that we want to achieve, all depend on Tikkun HaBrit. And someone who merits to pray on guarding the eyes at least a half an hour every day, then he begins to see, his eyes open to achieve, to reach the Torah, to achieve all kinds of high achievements and godliness achievements. To understand deep understanding and learning, and everything depends on this, his wisdom, his memory, his joy, all of his whole Judaism depends on this. All learning Torah depends on guarding the eyes. That's the main remembrance. Yeah, it depends on the eyes. We're not talking about memory that a person remembers, like a computer that remembers the learning. That's not the memory that we're talking about. A person who has good memory can memorize the Torah. But the point is to memorize, to remember all the time when you're learning, to remember Hashem. Because a lot of times people learn the Torah, and they learn to forget that there's Hashem behind the Torah, that He gave us the Torah that I want to connect to this learning. Okay? So, to quote and to say over the Torah without remembering Hashem, it's mamash gomish, it's nothing. Because there's such a reality that a person will review his learning until he remembers his whole thing. He could say where this is written, where that is written, everything. But if he does not remember the true memory, so what does he have? He doesn't remember the main thing. Who cares? The person tells you, right? He shows you, he knows how to drive, he drives it. But he doesn't know the way. So where's it going? You know the Torah, but you don't know where it's taking you. You don't know where you're going. Without Shmirat HaNai, you're driving with your eyes closed. It's kind of dangerous. Yeah? You might crash somewhere. About how much a person is sleeping a deep, deep sleep. It says in the Torah, Ayeyak desha hiba enayim, where is the holiness is in the eyes, meaning that the holiness depends on the eyes. This means that without guarding the eyes, a person has no connection with holiness. A person reads this, and he's reading it again, learning it again and again, and he continues on. Corpus said in my life. Okay? You don't chat. You don't get it. They have no connection to Hashem, nothing to Yeshua without guarding the eyes. Doesn't bother you? Understand. You have to get it. Comprehend what we're saying here. All of the holiness depends on guarding the eyes. Without guarding the eyes, everything is chol. It's not holy. It's weekly. It's weekday. It's all not holy.
It's every day.
It's every day. It's not a holy thing. Person that does not have dusha, also when he puts on tzitzis, he learns halachot from Rav Eliyahu, and he learns tzitzis and tefillin and Shabbos. Everything is like a weekday. Everything is like an everyday. He has no flavor of holiness. He can go through his whole life like this with no dusha, without any connection with his Baruch Hu. It needs to bother him. It needs to awaken a person to start asking from Hashem to taste the taste of life. taste of holiness, a taste of cleaving to Hashem. If I do not, if I want to run away from Shabbos, I have to go to the field and say, why do I want to run away from Shabbos? What's wrong? That's bothering me. Why don't I want to stay in shul? Why is it hard for me to stay? Why? What's going on? I want to know Hashem. Help me. I want to be kadosh. I want to stay. I want. Help me. And Hashem will